The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On our guest line this morning, Senator Josh Kimbrell. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. Good to be with you.
It's always good to have you. Appreciate your time. Got a lot to talk about this morning. First, before we get into some of the issues, any comments on last week's primaries? Any surprises?
You know, there were one or two. I thought it was indicative of the mood of the state and the country, that people are frustrated with business as usual. I heard your last segment about the former vice president pointing out that the current president's the most out-of-touch president in American history. I think that's true, but I think across the board, a lot of people have decided that, and I don't think they're wrong, that too many people in government have become very entrenched and self-serving, and with $5 per gallon gas and stagflation resembling the Carter years, people are ready for a change, and I think that message was sent pretty loud and clear last week across South Carolina, and indeed across the country.
Our listeners, and Bobby just reminded me on the Big Rock text line, our listeners, we call it Joe-flation. That's what we call it. Not inflation,
that's
not stagflation.
That's a good way to put it.
It's Joe-flation, yes.
Well, it is Joe-flation. I mean, look at this. Look at what's happening. I mean, we're doing everything we can here at the state to make the pain less painful, if you will. I mean, this past week, we passed a budget that cut taxes $5 billion and did it as a $1 billion rebate, and even that isn't enough. And I think that's aggressive. We worked really hard to get it. That's still not enough to offset the pain that families feel because of the terrible decisions coming from Washington on these economic self-inflicted wounds.
Yep. Senator, you guys passed legislation, and you played a big role in this, that allows medical providers to deny care based on religious beliefs. Give us the background on this and tell us about this bill.
Well, Joey, I introduced that bill. I was the first one to introduce it last year in the Senate. And then later, my friend John McCravey introduced corresponding legislation in the House. And really, there's a number of factors. The two biggest drivers in my decision to introduce that were in this order. The city of Columbia decided to go woke last year, and they elected a Republican mayor at the end of the year. I guess they got unwoke by the end of it because people were tired. But earlier in the year, the city council decided to go woke and say that if you're a Christian counselor or therapist and you tell a person under the age of 18, if your parent brings a minor to you for counseling about gender dysphoria or any kind of sexual orientation issue, if you told that minor that they should remain the gender they were born, or you affirmed their given biology, you could be fined, essentially prosecuted, $500 per instance for doing so and have your license revoked. Well, that's reprehensible. That's a violation of the First Amendment. And I swore then that I was going to do everything I could to fight back against that because that was a violation of religious liberty. And so this legislation was comprehensive. It went further than just that. But basically, I decided to move forward with legislation as a result. And then not long after that, you had the Obama administration, or the Obama, the Freudian slip, the Biden administration's deputy director of HHS, Health and Human Services, who is Rachel Levine, by the way, who is a biological male, born a male, transgendered to become, I don't get into that stuff, but they says he's a female, but he was born a male. And Dr. Rachel Levine comes out on behalf of the Biden administration and says, well, we're going to start going after medical licenses and going and essentially throwing people out of the profession if they don't toe the line on 36 genders and all this other wokeism. And to me, that's insane that we have the deputy director of HHS and the city of Columbia saying, if you believe in biology or you believe in traditional, any kind of traditional view of human sexuality, not even a traditional view, it's just a right view of human sexuality or gender identity, that we're going to prosecute you or deny your license or put you out of business. So we introduced this legislation, really, Joey, to counteract those two moves, the city of Columbia and the Biden administration, their attempt to stifle you if you don't agree with them.
Yep. And of course, it includes things like abortion and various other things, and it's much needed because we've seen, and I've had stories of physician friends of mine who've talked about that, who've felt like that they were forced to perform things that they would otherwise object to, but they didn't want to lose their jobs.
Right, and in South Carolina for the last couple of decades, we've had on the books some protections for doctors who don't want to perform an abortion. We did have something to that effect, but not strong enough. So what we did is take that provision that was already there to protect pro-life doctors, beef that up, and then go further and say, because really we're beyond just the question. Used to be that was where the rubber met the road, right? That if you're going to have a forced violation of your conscience in a medical setting, it was going to be typically around abortion or reproductive issues. Now it's going into this area of hormone replacement therapy or gender reassignment surgeries. It's going into this whole new era of woke. And really, Joey, what scares me the most, and I defunded this in the state budget this year. My colleagues and I worked together to introduce an amendment to defund the Medical University of South Carolina's pediatric transgender clinic. They were using tax money to effectively help reassign gender of minors in our state. That's insane that was happening here. But that shows you how far this industry is going, how woke the American Medical Association has gone. They have decided that they're going to go all in on forcing doctors to essentially mutilate children. I think that's insane. And that's why we took these steps we did this year. We had a lot of fight back. We had a lot of pushback and fighting from the Democrats on this issue. They didn't want this bill because it stands in the way of their agenda. When you look at this exploitation, really, unfortunately, the sexual exploitation of minors, you look at this whole agenda being pushed onto your kids and doctors being forced to participate. In addition to what you mentioned with abortion, we have an all-out assault on the rights of medical professionals to practice their faith in public. Essentially, what the left has said is if you're a person of faith, just check your faith at the door because you can't bring it to the hospital.
Yep. Senator Josh Kimbrell, our guest this morning, quickly, because we have about a minute or so left here, I've gotten several text messages this morning. Evidently, you posted information about a letter that you signed on to yesterday asking the state inspector general to investigate an event that South Carolina Superintendent of Education Molly Spearman, her use of Department of Education buildings for a political rally for Kathy Manus. You want to touch on that for a minute?
Absolutely. Look, I was happy to sign on to that letter with a few colleagues, and what we said is it's against state law, it's against the statutes of this state for an elected official to use his or her official office or resources to endorse a candidate. And Molly Spearman is unfortunately part of this educational establishment that wants Kathy Manus to be her successor, and they had a press conference and endorsement party at the Rutledge Building, which is the state office of the Department of Education. Then they used a state school for a political rally with teachers who supported Kathy Manus. And I think it's ridiculous, knowing that it's against the law for the sitting superintendent and a candidate for superintendent to go out there and fight against parents and school choice at a rally paid for by taxpayers. So we're calling for the inspector general to investigate and issue an ethics violation.
Yep. And of course, we're in the middle of a runoff with that race with Ms. Manus and Ellen Weaver coming up very soon here. So, Senator, it's always good to talk with you. Appreciate the work that you're doing, and I look forward to visiting with you again soon.
Well, I appreciate your voice on the radio. Keep up the good work.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.